Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M. Hey.
I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it, Sweet T and Say Too, they came too, taking their debut, yep. In the recession, showing us how to make do, in the middle was heavy, but light on the edge, with Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed, Trey Love crying from his heart to the core, on the move with the mind of an entrepreneur, a better tomorrow, we play for sight, maximize potential, reshape your life, yep. Time ain't never wasted,
oh, no.
They got blogs with guided meditation, rise above it all at least, navigating through this Middle East, it's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece, the radio media is a maverick tutor, with Grandma Drip and Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
E-O.
Hey, hey, welcome, family. Welcome back to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Show. I know you missed me last week. I miss you, too. With that being said, you know we had our major event here in Atlanta celebrating the queens of Internet radio in the Atlanta community and nationwide as they come and as they go. With that being said, family, stay tuned for a very exciting show. Today we're going to talk about child support. Part two, or is it four or five? I'm not sure. It's just so many parts of the child support thing. But stay tuned, family. We'll be right back, and we'll get right with it.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my shit on the side. She got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so thrown. I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confessions. It's gonna be the hardest thing I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gonna tell you. About that chick on part one, I told y'all I was creeping with. Creeping with. Said she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's fine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to a relationship.
My confessions. Yes, oh, when I thought I said all oh, I could say, my chick on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
She got one.
These
on the
are
way.
Mine.
I gotta give it part two of my confession.
Oh,
if I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta
tell it all.
Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so
I don't
low.
Know,
I don't know what to do but to give it part two of my confession.
Feeling just so stupid trying to figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. And it ain't gonna be easy. But I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with, over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face.
She opened up the door and didn't want to come near me.
I said, one second, baby, please hear me.
My confessions, just when I thought I said all I can say, my shit on the side. She got one on the way. My confessions.
This by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life.
Hey, welcome back, family, to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And once again, I am he, your host, Don Adams Jr. I want to give out my normal acknowledgments to Carla B., Ronnie, the First Lady of GPT, Queen G, Sweet T, and the rest of the EOTM family that's out there. Where you can tune into the show is www.eotmradio.com, or you can go to www.queensofinternetradio.com. And once again, family, my personal email, if you want to send me out a nice, lovely message, we call those the Blackberry letters, especially about situations that we talk about on the shows as it pertains to the topics, would be donadamstalkshow@eotmradio.com. And I'm going to put it out there for you, family. The studio call-in number is 718-664-6543. 718-664-6543. And for those happy chatters that are out there, don't worry about it. We're not opening up the blog room tonight. This one's going to be a hot one. This is going to be a very, very hot one. So we won't have the blog room in tune tonight. With that being said, family, let me just move forward with tonight's topic. We're talking tonight about child support again. You know, as you all know, that's one of the hottest topics that we like to pick up here on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. But I have a special twist for you tonight. We're going to talk to our Caucasian brothers out there that are going through this child support issue. Got a very interesting story for you, family. It's going to come up in a little bit here. A gentleman came to me by the wings of EOTM and shared his story with us, and we decided to go ahead and put it out there for him, give him an opportunity to, you know, to shed some light on it for the public. Because I know there's some of you out there who feel as though child support is a black issue. Well, I beg to differ. And with that being said, family, let's keep it moving. I want to take a few minutes to bring to you, or at least acknowledge or introduce to you all, someone who's going to be, for the better part, my new co-host on the show. And you all know her as, I'm not going to tell you who she is just yet, but you all know who she is, so it's not going to be a major surprise, but she is very funny, she's very witty. We love her here at EOTM, and it is indeed a pleasure for me to be able to sit in with her on these topics. Y'all show some love, and don't clap your hands, can't hear anyway, for Sweet T. Where you at, Sweet T?
You crazy. What did I get myself into? Well, you said don't clap your hands, huh? Because we ain't going to hear anyway.
We ain't going to hear anyway.
I know that's right. How you doing, Don?
I'm good. What's cracking on your head? Did you have fun this weekend?
Oh, man, I'm just so happy just to be home to see my kids, because it seems like I just been gone forever. You know,
Went
to California, and that, then this, I'm just happy just to be home. I hear you.
Well, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you, it was a great event this weekend. I know we mentioned that earlier, and I'm not going to go into the details of it because, you know, we're going to do something with that later on with EOTM. But I want to say this to your family. If you missed it, you missed out. With that being said, you know, peep out the Facebook page. We got plenty of photos up for it. With that being said, I'm looking for my guest, family. I'm waiting on him to tune in with us because we're going to chop right.
There.
Okay, he is. Okay, we're going to chop right up and get right into it. But again, family, let me just get back to the subject. You know, we're talking about child support. Child support is one of the most disparaging and most despicable, to me, in my opinion, despicable entities that's out there when you talk about our government. It's widely abused with the system and the rules that are put in place. And I'm going to say this right now before we get into it, family, that, you know what, I'm not against child support. I think that child support is a necessary thing. I think that responsible people should pay child support. But the issue and the problem, and I'm going to say it again, the issue and the problem is when parents become vindictive with child support and they use it as a means or a method of destruction. And I say destruction, not lightly, family, because when you use child support improperly, in effect, you are destroying someone's life. And hopefully this gentleman that I'm going to bring to the stage tonight or to the show tonight to talk about this topic is going to help you shed some light on that. It's going to help us shed some light on that. because while we've been doing most of our child support shows, we've been getting feedback, good feedback, positive feedback from you family members out there that are interested and are suffering from this. And a lot of good, well, actually, I'm not going to put it out there right away, but there has been some good that has come out of it. Before I bring this gentleman online with us, I want to mention to those of you that out there that are listening, you know, we have a child support link that is on our EOTM webpage, www.eotmradio.com, and there is a child support link petition, child support petition link there. Now, and I'll say this again, for those of you who aren't affected by it, you never know. You know, all it takes is 5 minutes and a little bit of pleasure, and later on, and you didn't have a kid with the wrong person. You know, everybody's having fun when they're doing it, but when the fun is over, it's time to get down with the business. And let me tell you something, it's not friendly. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring our host in because I know his, our guest in because I know that his time is very limited. And Dave, are you with us? Hey, Dave, are you with us?
Yeah, Don, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm with you, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's good. I appreciate you, Dave. Dave, and I also have my new co-host with me, Sweet T. Sweet T, say hello to Dave.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good, thank you.
That's good.
All right, Dave, well, I'll tell you what, I made the introduction for you. Now, I'm not going to put out what county or what city or state you are currently in. We're just going to leave it at Dave, and I, you know, for the reasons that you and I discussed prior to you coming on the air. So I'm going to put that out there right now. So if there's any family members that want to call in and ask, they'll do it. All right, Dave, give us a shout-out, man, and let us know what's going on with this situation.
All right, well, yeah, as I talked to you, I'm in work relief program. And in there are some people that are in there because of child support, because of what they owe. And I did some numbers. I wanted to give you some numbers of what, you know, how devastating this is. I mean, there's one guy, he owes $15,000 in back child support. Before he can get out of work release, he has to pay $5,000 while he's in work release to get out of work release. He's working a minimum wage job, and he's getting half his check garnished every week. Now, on top of that, he has to pay $70 a week to work relief, about $50 a week to child support, for back child support. That leaves him with about $20 a week left over. Since he's in work relief because of back child support, they've pulled his driver's license from him, so he has to take the bus everywhere he goes. So he ends up with about $5 a week left over out of his pay to live on. Now, the hard part about this is that at this rate, it's going to take him almost 2 years, and there are people that are in work release that have been there 2 years. It's going to take him 2 years to pay it off, just to pay the $5,000. In that time, the county's going to make about $6,000 off of him. So, you know, where's the money going to help the child when the county's getting $6,000 of the money to themselves?
Wow. Dave, let me ask you something, Dave. Before we get into chopping it up with you, and when we talk about chopping it up on this on here on the Don Adams show, you know, and I that simply means going into your subject. But when I say take the gloves off, Dave, just to give you a heads up, that's when we're gonna take the gloves off. We're gonna really get into it, and Mr. EOTM Adams is gonna cut loose with it. But before we get to that point, Dave, let me ask you something, because I'm sure there's some listeners out there that may want to know. And I'm going to put it out there for you, family. He is talking about a third party, and we are allowing this to come in because we're not going to mention that third party's personal name. But at some point, the third party was supposed to be here on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, but there something took place, and he wasn't able to be here with us. But, family, you best believe that with that being said, Mr. Adams will be reaching back out to him, and we will have him on at a later show along with Dave. So I don't want anyone out there to think that we are just, you know, putting some information out there because we feel like it. Child support is a very serious issue in the minds and hearts of EOTM family members. Now, with that being said, Dave, let me ask you a question. What is it and why is it that you felt the need to put this out there?
Because I feel like it's a travesty what's going on. I think it's a legalized mafia. And when you've got the county being able to take your driver's license from you, put you in jail, when you go to get a job, they have to send a letter to your job telling them that you are in that you are an inmate in the county facility, and that they have the right to come in at any time to make sure you're at work. They come by to harass people at work. They call their bosses at work. People lose jobs. I've had 4 jobs in the last month because of this, because of the faxes going to my bosses from them showing up. I can't even keep a job myself. And, you know, the county's making money. They go down, they interview people, they bring them out. They give you a couple weeks to find a job. If you don't find a job, they send you back down to jail and they pull somebody else up to take your place. And it's just a way of generating income, and it's wrong. Yeah, the money's not going to the children.
Sweet tea, you want
yes.
you want to chime in, Sweet tea?
You know what?
Any questions? Go ahead.
I'm just really my heart just go out to people who's in a situation like that, because it's just really sad that they have the system like that. And you know, for the ones who want to pay child support, then everybody have a story. Everybody have a different situation. You have people out there who don't want to pay. Do you have people out there who do want to pay? And the ones who do want to pay, they in a situation like he just said, losing license. Can't how they supposed to survive? You know what I'm saying? Why they can't set it up to a point that they could take care of the kids or the child, and the father can be able to live on, you know, survive for himself. So I don't understand. This something got to give. So far, my mouth just opened like, this is just ridiculous. So go ahead and finish talking, because this is, I'm getting kind of emotional, you know, because that's crazy.
Well, we need you here with us, sister. Hold on, I'm gonna get you emotional. I'm gonna get you real emotional in just a minute, because we're just taking our time. We're gonna crank it up with Dave, and we're gonna Mr. Don EOTM Adams is gonna take the gloves off in just a second. So with that being said, Dave, you know, so now Dave, you know, and this is not a racially based show, but I want to put this out there for the family too. Family, Dave, tell the family what your ethnic background is, what's your race.
I'm white.
Okay, what about the gentleman that you know?
He's white. The
okay.
people that are in there for child support, every one of them is white.
They're all white. So what,
yeah.
Dave, let me ask you something. What do you think the black folks are that's in there that are dealing with child support right now?
Say that again, Don.
Where do you think the black folks are? Because
they're in the jail. They're not even given the opportunity. I mean, they take people that have a job, or that they feel like will get a job, and they bring them up, and they put them out to work, and it's. You know, I've seen some black people that came up that have just said, I'm not going to be your slave. I'm not going to do this. Send me back down to the jail. Because that's what it is.
So, Dave, before we get with it now, I just want to make sure that Mr. EOTM Adams has got the facts straight. So most of the folks that you're talking about that are fortunate enough, well, I should say unfortunate enough, to work in the work release program because of child support are white men. Who have been caught up with this child support and are now being forced, or should I say given the, what's the good word that I want to use for that? I don't want to say forced. I don't want to say coerced, because they're going to say it's based upon their own choice. I'm sorry, say it again, Dave.
They told me it was a privilege to be there. That
they call it
to take place in this opportunity.
Well, they call it a privilege. They call it a privilege, Dave, but I call it slavery, modern-day slavery. I call it debauchery. I call it sickness. I call it greed. I call it what it is, Dave. We work and live in a greedy society. And I'm going to tell you something, family. It's very sickening for me as a man to hear another man. And again, I'm pointing it out. He is not a black or African-American man. He is a white male here in this society putting this type of information and story out there, family. You know, I'm going to tell you all something. You know, one of the shows that we had previously, we discussed how these laws and some of these bills are put into play. And when I sit back and I look at how, and I listen to, and I'm, by the way, I'm getting ready to take the gloves off. But when I sit back and I listen to how Dave is describing to the public, to you, to my family, to you all, of how this child support monster is being used as a tool to break down yet another man, it's very sickening. Because I'm going to tell you something, family. People like Mr. John Edwards, and I'm going to say it again, John Edwards, who cheats on his wife, goes outside of his marriage, creates another child, has his aide to step up to the line and say, hey, it's my child and not yours, are the same crooks, and I'm going to say it again, the same crooks that create these vicious laws that we all have to live under. Now, family, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you like this. When I grew up and went to college, I'm sorry, let me say it again. When I grew up and finally did go to college, you know, I heard about how laws and different things were passed. But I do remember way back in the day, they mentioned that the Boston Tea Party is what it was or something along those lines. Where am I going with this, family? This country was based, was created, because a group of people came here out of anger and decided that, you know what, we wanted to be our own country because we're sick and damn tired of taxes and ignorant levies that their fat king over in England was putting out and forcing them to pay. Now, with that being said, have we really turned away from being a greedy-ass society? Not at all. What we've done is we focus our attention on some of our hard-working dads out there. And now, I'm sorry, let me back up, family. We also have some mothers out there that have been made to suffer by the same system. I'm not going to forget about our favorite caller, Jackie. Sweet T, you want to chime in on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say earlier. I didn't get a chance to say, don't forget about the mothers, because they're in the same situation, the same. Mm-hmm. And it's not just black females. It's also white and Chinese mm-hmm. or all that. So, you mm-hmm. know, it's, don't make it a black thing, like Don said, because everybody is going through it. And it's sad mm-hmm. that I feel like something needs to change. And the only way it can change is we start standing up and fighting for what we believe in, because everybody have a voice. So we need to use it.
Mm-hmm. You know what, family, let me put some statistics out there, because I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all know Mr. Adams loves to do statistical research and to put that information out there for you. Number one, 84% of paying parents that are paying child support are men. Let's do some math. That means that there is, 15% of those are females? Okay. All right. 60%
wow.
are paying for one child. 30% of those men are paying for two. That leaves another 10% that are paying for three or more children. That's, you know, wow. Almost 50% of people paying child support are younger than the age of 40 years of age. I'm going to say that one more time. Almost 50% of the people paying child support are younger than 40. Now, with that being said, Dave, I want to ask you a question, Dave. Before we go any further with this, Dave, I want to also applaud you. For coming up and putting your information out there, because, you know, I know that in your set of circumstances, you know, that's difficult, you know. I know that's, it's difficult. I know that a lot of people are not familiar with what work release is. A work release program is when the jails take you and incarcerate you, remove you from the streets, and they give you what they consider to be the privilege to go out and work. And then, but in the meantime, they will take a portion of your check to apply towards food and rent and board for you being able to stay in the jail and go out and work every day. So basically, you in effect, you're paying them twice, in some cases three times, to remain in jail. And I say that, family, because a lot of you all do not know that when you are incarcerated and when you are placed in the jail system and listed as an inmate, the jail receives money from the federal government for your being there. So now, the second time that you are paying them is when you go out and go to work and you give them a portion of your check. And I said three times, and the third time happens to be when you provide them with money for your own food. So they're going to remove you, incarcerate you, and then force you to feed yourself according to their rules. Now, with that being said, Dave, I want to go ahead and get back to talking with you. I put some statistics out there, but I'm going to say this, Dave. I'm going to say, you know, again, I applaud you for coming forward. But now, let me ask you something, Dave. With this gentleman that we're talking about, you said he had to pay a portion of his child support before he's released, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what happens, Dave, if he doesn't pay it?
He stays there until it's paid. He gets paid, and then once it's paid, he gets out. But if he falls behind again, they'll bring him right back to work release. Him but and Dave, another gentleman. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. You go ahead. I didn't realize you were still going.
No, I was just, there's another gentleman who's kind of in the same situation, and he's told that he gets a 30-day grace period when he gets out. After that 30 days, if he's not back paying the child support, it's a rate that they want him to pay it. He's going to be sent right back to work release.
Mm-hmm. So Dave, and you know, I'm going to tell y'all something, family. And Sweetie, I can hear you over there, Sweetie. I know you got something you want to say, but just give me one second. Because this, I want to put this out there, and then Sweetie, I'm gonna turn it over to you. But now, family, I want the family to understand what Dave is saying. Dave is saying that in effect, because these men are behind in child support, they can remain in jail indefinitely. And I say indefinitely because obviously they're behind in child support because they were either unemployed or they had a low-paying job. Something happened somewhere. I'm not going to just, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt and say they went through something in particular, because I know there are those of us out there, and I said us, I'm not going to exclude myself, even though I did not unwillingly pay child support, that willingly will not pay child support. I don't know this man's circumstance, but I will say this to you, family. I think it's very damn sickening that a man can remain in prison or in jail simply because he has faltered, failed, or was unable to pay his child support. Now, I put out before in the other segments of my child support shows information about how other nations and countries are dealing with child support. Places like Australia, Great Britain, the UK, Canada, some of these other places. Family, there's a thing out there that they use, a term, it's called maintenance agreements, which means that what happens is if the non-custodial parent, for whatever reason, is unable to pay his or her child support, the state steps in and says, we will pay you a portion of the child support until this parent is able to regain his footing financially and assume his burden. Now, that does not abscond that parent from having to pay child support, but what it does is it allows their child to have some form of support while that parent is transitioning through whatever it is that he's transitioning through. And now the non-custodial parent will at some point have to pay and have to repay the government for that child support. Here's why I mentioned it, and that is how child support is handled in the majority of the countries in the world. And you can go and Google it. Now, once again, family, when I put information out there, I challenge anyone to Google it and prove it not true. Now, with that being said, family, I put that out there because in the United States of America, in this greedy capitalist country that we live in, this is the only country in the world where we lock up parents at the rate that we do for non-payment of child support. That's why I put that out there. Go ahead, Sweetie.
Now, I think you asked my question because I wanted to ask Dave earlier where he said they be locked up until it's paid, but I wanted to know, well, if they lock up, how they going to be able to pay it? So I think you asked my question, Don Foss, what you were saying, because I was just curious, like, okay, how they supposed to pay it if they locked up? So that means they ain't going nowhere. So I didn't understand that answer, unless they working in jail. Huh?
They'll be in jail, and they can't pay it. And the sad part about it is, it doesn't. When you're in jail or in work release, it doesn't stop those months of child support that you have to pay. You still have to pay those months on top of what you're behind. It keeps adding up, so it's never ending.
Wow, like the never ending story, huh?
Well, let me share some light on that, Sweetie. Let me share some light on that, Sweetie. Family, what Dave is saying is this: is that child support has the legal right to maintain your debt. So let's just say this, for instance, if for some odd reason you lose your job, let's say like in my case where you have a crazy ex-wife who decides that she wants to send letters in to your talk show producers, or better yet, open up cases on you while you're transitioning from one police department to another, or better yet, come up to your job and just straight act a fool. Oh, family, I'm sorry. I'm talking from past experience. Should I be doing that? Let's just say it doesn't matter, family. At the end of the day, you lose your job, and what happens is this. That payment that you were supposed to make stays on the books. And what child support does is they turn around and they say, we're going to add some interest onto this money. So that by the time you do decide to, or you are able to get a job from a place of employment, you now have to not only resume your payments, but you also have to find a way to make the past payments, and then you're going to have to cover the interest rates that they have added on. And in some states, like i.e. the state of Texas, you're talking about maybe 13% on the dollar or something along those lines. Well, at least it was back in the day when they were sticking the wood to me. So now with that being said, family, I'm going to put it up and tell you this. In effect, what type of country do we live in where we can give bankers loans to maintain banks that they don't even need, loan the money that they don't even need by the billions, and then in turn, and I'm not upset about this, but we turn around and we give our credit card holders all types of relief and interest rates that are specialized, and we stop the greedy little bankers from hitting them with hidden fees and so forth and so on, but we are letting our parents, like Dave, and we won't name the other fellow right just yet, we're letting these people go out here and get raped. What is that all about? That's a strong word, isn't it? Raped. What you think about that, Sweet Tea?
I'm just sitting up here thinking like, okay, what could we do, say, tell the listeners out there anything positive to fix the situation and motivate them? Because, you know, some people out there probably taking their own lives. Some people is weak like that. They can't deal with the situation. So I want to know, Dave and Don, and what could we say positive to try to make it all right, to make them motivate that everything will be all right? Because this right now, what I'm hearing, just all this negative stuff, and it just sounds like it's can't be saved. I want to hear something that we can try to do.
Well, Dave, go ahead. Dave, I'll let you take a shot at it, Dave, because I know your time is going to be limited. But go ahead and take a shot at answering that question, Dave.
One thing I can think of is just putting together a petition like Don has and you know, putting our voice out there, because the state and the counties make so much money off of this. You know, the legislation's not going to change. They're not going to vote themselves to stop receiving money. I mean, it's just, especially not in this state, because this state had the opportunity to set term limits, and they said, no, we're not going to do that. They're not going to vote themselves out of money or anything. So the only thing I can think of is to get behind the news, get it out there to the public so that everybody really knows what's going on.
Right. That's, like I said,
well,
earlier,
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this to piggyback off of what Dave is saying. And Dave, I'm going to tell you once again, I really appreciate you. I'm really appreciating, you know, your outspokenness on this issue. But I'm going to say this about what Dave said, family. This is also one of the reasons why on all the shows that I do, I mention, promote, and beg and plead with you all that even if you don't want to sign our child support petition, that you at least get up and go and vote. Because you know what? These same clowns that walk around like John Edwards and all these other folks out here that violate the same rules that they put out there for you to follow, and then when something happens and for whatever reason you are, you fall under the appearance of improprietorship, meaning you may, even if you appear to have not followed the law, they slam dunk you and, you know, they grind you up. So these are the same clowns that are making these laws out here. John Edwards clowns is what I call them, because they're all clowns. Now, with that being said, family, I'm going to answer Sweet T's question. I think that the community, I think that the women, hear me loud and clear, because there's more of you than there are of us, men, that is. I think that our women need to step up, because you know what? When women scream, the society seems to listen. And there aren't enough men, especially African-American men out there at this point in time, to even put a dent in it. And I'm just going to be upfront with you, family, because that's what they hired me to do. You know, at the end of the day, women, ladies, mothers, women, we need you. We cannot do this on our own. The laws in this country will not change unless you all get involved with it. This happens to be the month of March, which is Women's History Month. And, you know, I'm very proud of that fact for ELTM when they are having the gala and awards event that we've just sponsored over the weekend. Shouts out to Carla B and Ronnie. But I'm going to say this to you. You know, those two powerful ladies are two great examples, because they see things in the community that need to be changed. And what happens is this. They birth shows like this one, and they bless us with the words that are going to come out of our mouths simply by giving us the opportunity to put this information out there. So with that being said, family, my solution is that we team up with our women, our white and our black sisters, we team up with our women and we get them involved on these child support issues. Because, ladies, let's face it, you may be on the giving end right now, but at some point, your sons or your daughters may end up being on the other end. So with that being said, family, stick with us real quick, Dave. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Sweet Tea, we'll be right back, and we'll let you have the floor, Sweet Tea. And I'm going to play something that's going to cheer the crowd up a little bit because I know y'all love me. Here we go.
In my crib and I'm cold maxing. Call up a cutie, I'm in the mood for relaxing. Get my phone book from top of the shelf, I dial 616. I better keep it to myself. Call up a cutie with a triple star next to it. She says hello, we conversate a bit. Invite her over for a candlelight dinner. Believe me when I tell you that this girlie is a winner. Shortly after that, I hear the doorbell ring. Turn on the radio, Anita Baker starts to sing. Open up the door and I kiss her on the cheek. She's so nice, polite, pretty, so sweet. Sit her on the couch and I remove her coat. Squat next to her, clear my throat. Whisper in her ear, tell her what she wants to hear. Let her know to have no fear. Heavy D here. And girls, they love me.
He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Girls, they love me. My hand, walk with me. I'm the imperial, overweight lover, MC Heavy D. Now that I've introduced myself correctly, do you have a moment to spend some time with me? Would you like a drink, maybe a pina colada, a strawberry daiquiri, some wine from Havana? It really doesn't matter, the choice is yours. And when you're through with your drink, we'll take a walk outdoors. Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk, sit by the beach and talk lovers talk. Make a quick call on my cellular phone, then pull the limousine to pick us up and take us home. Ah, an enjoyable night. The mood was smooth and everything was all right. It may be hard for you, but it's easy for me. Cause girls, the girls, the girls, they love me.
Girls, they love me. He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me.
He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Girls, the girls, they love me. Me, Glenn, and Troy went to a disco.
Word.
Pete Rock and Steel Smooth was on stage drinking Cisco. Damien had his girl Michelle.
Of course.
Craig Boogie had a girl that I never seen before.
Hey.
Eddie F was home making a beat. Nick T was at the crib on 120th Street. Tootie had a cutie that was dope.
Damn.
Groovy Lou, Quan, and Little Dow was cracking jokes. Grapp had the dance floor
packed.
Joe Black was in the corner looking mean and he was strapped. Tommy George, Jeff, and Butter was on the spot. Buying champagne for the crew, $100 a pop. Me, I was casing the joint. Clocking all the people as they stared and point. It feels really good to be Heavy D. Because the girls, they love me.
Girls, they love me.
He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Girls, they love me.
He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Boo.
Girls, they love me.
He's the only lover, Heavy D.
Girls, they love me.
Ha ha!
Welcome back, family, to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And today we're talking about child support again, family, our favorite subject. You know how we do. We took an unusual twist today. I was contacted by Dave. Dave is a gentleman who is currently dealing with the work release program, and we're not going to name where. But Dave was inspired enough to give us a call and say, hey, listen, there's people in here that are paying child support, that are locked up for child support, and being made to work and to pay to be in jail, basically, and monies that could possibly be going towards paying that child support is going off into the pockets of our counties and jails. And I'm even tempted to say some of our greedy politicians out there, because, you know, folks, somebody had to make these crazy-ass laws. Sweet T, what's up?
Before we went to a commercial break, I want to respond to what you said earlier as far as, you know, that could be one of our kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my son, he's going to be 13, and, you know, I talk to him because it's real scary, because you're right. You want the best for your kids. You want them to do better than you ever did. So basically when I talk to him about things like far as sending him to concentrate on school and get a career, go to college, and then get married, and then have kids. That's what I want. That's an American dream that everybody wants for their kids. But I'm also teaching him that you got to be careful. And I'm a female, because females will get you caught up. So I'm letting him know to be smart about the whole situation, because I want my son to be able to say, I've been married for 25 years with my kids. But if it ain't going to happen that way, because life is funny that way, I want my son to be able to have a career to fall back on if he's in that situation to pay child support. So I'm trying to raise my son to look at every angle. You know what I'm saying? If marriage don't work, you straight, because you got the money to fall back on to take care of your kids. I don't want to see my son in that situation. So that's
wow.
Yeah,
and I said wow, but you know what, sweetie, you know, I'm gonna say this, you know, and I hear what you're saying, but you know, there are plenty of men out there who have had great jobs, who have had great situations and circumstances, and something comes up and they end up losing those jobs, or something comes up and let's say their job situation changes, and they're no longer making the six figures. Now they're making, you know, $25,000 or $30,000 a year trying to make ends meet. But the system is so brutal to where they will maintain that level of payment. Because I'm going to tell you something, family. A lot of people say, well, why don't you go back to court? Why don't you? Well, listen, family, here's the kicker right here. We're not talking about men that have those high-paying jobs or that come from money or come from families that have money. We're talking about average men that, especially in today's economy, that are going through some things. That are having some financial changes, some financial challenges, whatever. And at the end of the day, if I don't have money to pay you child support for whatever reason or whatever's going on in my life, what makes you think I'm going to have money to afford an attorney to go back to court? Because at the end of the day, these attorneys don't work for free. I don't care what your situation is. The only free attorneys that I know of are the prosecutors, the judges, and those folks down there at legal aid that give these ladies, all these custodial parents, the advice and the legal preparation on the papers to go down there and file on you. Those are the only free attorneys I know of, which means that if you are a payor, and I've gotten away from saying a male because I know that there are plenty of females out there that are getting raped over the coals. I remember Jackie every time I say that. But guess what? The non-paying, because the paying parents, there's no relief for them, none. Now, family, don't get it confused. I'm not talking about those slime bags or those scum buckets out there that just simply don't want to pay. Let me tell you something. If you can find a few of them, bring them on over here to Mr. EOTM Adams' house, and I'll do some flogging for you. I'm going to put it out there for you. I will flog the hell out of them for you, whatever it takes. But I'm talking about people like this man that Dave is discussing, people that have fallen short in my situation. And family, if you don't remember, my greedy ex-wife sent a letter to my producers the very first show that we did about child support, claiming that I owed her money for two grown-ass kids, not realizing that I was going to probably come back and tell folks how I lost my job in the first place, which was because of some shady stuff that she did. Not realizing that I was also going to put out there, guess what? You talking about collecting child support on two grown-ass kids based upon a situation that you created. Now, if that ain't evil, tell me what it is. And that's what I'm saying, family, is that this is an evil, egotistical, non-prisoner-taking system that we deal with. And listen to what this man is saying. Dave, what you got? What you think about that, Dave?
I agree with you. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Dave.
Yes. It's just a travesty that, like you said, it's just the average person. They're not rich people up in there. If you had that kind of money, you wouldn't be there to start with. You know, you'd have the money for the attorney. It's just the average people making, you know, middle class, lower middle class, poor people in there, and it's just it never ends. You know, once you get there, you're just stuck. And in the county I live in, the first thing they do is take your driver's license away. So if you're a man out there that has his own business, now you don't even have a way to make money because you can't work. You know, you don't have your license. You don't have your truck. You know, and they just say too bad. Find another job. Learn to adapt.
Wow. You know, and I told you, family, from the gate when we started doing these child support shows, that child support is not a black issue. It's not a black issue. It's a status issue. And I think that when we start to learn that as a people, you know, I'm going to throw some history at your family. You know, when those folks got angry with the king because of all those damn taxes he was putting on us, those were not people that had a lot of money. Those were people like you and me, average, everyday people. They said, you know what, I'm tired of being taxed to hell. I'm tired of you taking my taxes with your fat, greedy ass over in England. And you know what? I'm not taking it anymore. But see, now we have become a society that is so damn adapted. So adapted to what we call the rules of law, we don't even realize what's coming and going. We think that everything that these people say that they write on a piece of paper is right because we put them there. Or we think it's right because they're there, which is even worse. Because that's how a judge here in Georgia was able to sit on the bench for years, and they finally challenged him and said he has no law degree. This man ain't even been to college. How the hell did he even become a judge? Well, hell, he's been practicing for 30 years, might as well leave him there. But this man is not even an attorney. But they want to leave him on the bench once they realize, wait a minute, he's not even a lawyer. How the hell is he applying the rules of law to anything, anybody? You see, family, when you want to control the society, the first thing you do is you get them to buy into something. And what they've done is gotten us to buy into this crooked-ass criminal justice system. Let me put some statistics out there for you, family. Men pay a medium of $3,600 in child support annually. Women pay a medium of $2,400 each year in child support. I put that out there because I'm going to say this to you. I have a very good friend of mine that called me the other day. You want to know what he told me? He said, man, my kids are almost grown, and they sent me a statement acknowledging how much money I've paid in child support over the years. And I said, really, man? Well, tell me what. $86,000. Family, did y'all hear that? Sweetie, Dave, did y'all hear that? $86,000. This man has paid for child support over the period of his children's lives. That's ridiculous. I can live in a home with my child and never spend that amount of money. And trust me, family, we have not even gotten to the part where we're going to discuss some of these super greedy moms out there that get these rap stars, that get these famous folks out there caught up. And I know somebody who's paying $75,000 a month in child support. Now, if you're going to tell me that you need $75,000 worth of child support a month simply to take care of a child, I'm going to tell you just how ridiculous you are. And that's a fact. With that being said, let me put some more facts out there for you, family. The median income of the provider who pays child support happens to be $42,000 annually. 76% of support payments are due to court order or support agreements. Why do we have to have court orders and court and agreements in place? If you have a child and you have a child, whether you're the custodial or non-custodial parent, I have one question for you. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on. Why do we need the courts to come in and tell us what we need to do? Why can't y'all sit down when you're not angry, mediate that situation amongst yourself? In other words, not like two monkeys, but like two adults, and say, hey, I want to do X, Y, and Z. Why can't we do that? Sweet Tea?
I just want to say I'm learning a lot this evening. I'm going to keep it real. I never was in a situation getting child support because the father of my kids, we have agreed that he take care of whatever they need. But I'm learning so much tonight, and it's just really crazy what you just said. He over the years, he paid $80,000.
$86,000.
Okay, $86,000. And earlier what I was talking about, I'm thinking I got everything planned out for my son in the future, trying to make him be okay. It seemed like it's a lose-lose situation, either way it go.
Well, not really, Sweet Tea. Well, not really.
Let me finish, though, what I'm saying. As far as on that note, because you, like, basically, corrected me a little bit when I thought I had everything mapped out for my son. But my whole point is, what I'm trying to make on that note is, I lost what I was going to say.
Take your time.
I'm just blown away. I lost. Man.
Hey, John, can I say something? Yeah, go ahead, Dave. I was just going to ask you, Dave, because I know your time is short, Dave. Because family, hold up, those of you that are on the line, I know you're there. When Dave is gone, I'm going to go ahead and take some calls, but I'm doing that intentionally because I want to give Dave time to say what he needs to say because I know that his time is limited, okay, family, because he's going to be leaving us in a few. And if you do have questions, if you all do have questions, family, just hold on to them, and I'll try to get with you as best I can as soon as we're done with that segment. Go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say you were talking about, the median income of being $47,000 a year, and the average attorney, not a high-priced attorney, but just a family attorney, if you go in to try to get child support changed, because I've looked at it myself, is anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. And these people that are in work release, they owe $5,000 or $1,000 or less or $10,000 or less. If they had the money to pay child support, they wouldn't have to be trying to find an attorney. And for me, for instance, I fall in that range of income, and I have to pay $1,000 to my ex-wife for child support, my house, and now I'm paying $1,000 a month for work relief. And there's no way I can afford an attorney to try to get this stuff fixed. So I'm stuck in the same situation.
Wow. We have folks out there, Dave, that say things like, well, be a man and do what you're supposed to do and you won't end up on child support. What do you think about that, Dave?
I think about everybody's situation is different. If you're a man and you're out running around on your wife and you got kids, then that's one thing. But there's a number of wives out there that are running around on their man. They get a divorce. The woman in this state is going to get custody of the children anyway, and the man's going to be paying child support to support her new husband. Mm. That's what I have to say.
Woo!
Dave sounded like he came real with it, didn't he?
Okay.
Cool.
Sweet Tea, you want to answer that question too?
No, I just remember what I wanted to say earlier.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going back to what you said earlier, Di, as far as it's the females, it's more females than males. And we need to get together and the ones who feel the pain, the ones who's going through stuff. We need to try to make a change. Like you said, we need to do something. Because if we don't, only thing we don't do is complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing gonna get done. We need to figure out something positive. And that's what I wanted to say. Because we could talk about it until we blue and black in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs to give. Because I'm not even in that situation, but I'm for the next generation, like our kids, we don't want them to go through that. So will we have the opportunity to try to fix before they get old enough? Because babies having babies, so you don't never know when you guys are, when they in a situation like that. So we need to make a difference and a change. And it's possible, but we just have to have the voice to do it. And we can't just do it by ourselves. So I'm, talk is cheap, and
I know that's right
about it, and I don't pay child support or anything, but I feel the pain, and I'm thinking about my daughter and my son, because it go both ways, like y'all said earlier. It don't have to be a male. It could be a female also. What's the girl now you keep representing?
Jackie.
I feel her. You say you feel her pain.
Oh, I feel her pain. Jackie's the only woman I ever known to go to jail for child support. But, you know, I'm going to tell you this right now. I applaud Jackie because, you know what, when she was on this show, Jackie came real with it. She acknowledged the mistakes. She acknowledged the faults on both sides. She acknowledged the things that transpired and created that situation and exacerbated that situation and made it worse. And she came clean with the way it should have been handled and the way it is now being handled. I admire Jackie. You know, Jackie gave me a whole nother light on women because I'm going to tell you, one of the things I cannot stand is when, regardless of whether it's a woman to a woman, a white male to a white male, regardless of whatever the situation is, when someone who belongs to a specific group knows when someone else is acting out or doing something wrong and you deny it or you simply overlook it or you make an excuse for their behavior, I can't stand that. Jackie came with it. She was real with it. And I'm always going to give her mad props on that, always. So with that being said, Dave, I know your time is short. Dave, you got any final comments for the family before you go? And then we're going to go to break.
Just get behind you and sign a petition. Get the word out there. Because until the media knows and they can actually, you know, get out there and publish it, the politicians are going to keep doing like you said. They're going to keep making stupid laws with stupid politicians. And do like you said, vote. Find a person that you see that wants to make a change and vote for that person.
That's right. Dave, I'm going to tell you thank you for taking the time out. I know you got to rush out. Yeah, uh-huh. Dave, I thank you. Listen, and Dave, I'm going to look forward to having you on future shows, man, when we do child support shows. And when you talk to your man, let him know that if he's ready next week, we'll try to have him on as well. Okay, Dave?
I will. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Dave.
Thank you.
All right, Dave.
Bye.
Now, family, stay tuned, family. We want to thank Dave for that. Stay with us, family. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to open up the lines, and the number to call in, family, is going to be 718-664-6543. I'm going to say it again, 718-664-6543. Family, we're talking about child support, and tonight we were fortunate enough to have Dave, who's a white male, who called in to tell us about himself and other white males who are being forced to work, or I shouldn't use the word forced, because they actually give them a choice. You can sit in up there on the hill in the jail with the rather, you know, with the murderers and the convicts, or you can come down here and work and give us some of your money. Dave was brave enough to come forward and to give us, you know, a different perspective on child support and to shed some light and to give some validity to some of what we've been saying. So with that being said, family, Sweet T and I are going to be right back. We're going to take a fast break, and then we're going to chop it up and keep it moving with some more statistics and another, I guess, I don't want to word this because I don't want to mislead you, family. Well, I'll just say it like it is. I've got some more insightful information that I'm going to put out there for you. Stick with us, family.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always fall. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love. And the reason for it all, I love you.
Sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
What?
If Anthony Hamilton had my looks, he'd be bad.
He'd be a bad dude, man.
Boy. And no disrespect to the brother. His beautiful voice. I just wish he had my looks. Wait a minute.
Well, basically,
I wish I had
basically, you got the looks and the voice. Because I heard you sing, so you got it going on, huh?
Oh, you're going to put me out there, huh? Okay. We're going to do that.
You put yourself out there. Probably like last week when you were singing on air.
Oh, you remember that?
Hey,
oh, you remember that, huh? Oh, yeah, you go now.
I used to get it, huh?
Well, you know, hey. But, yeah, Nelly, we're talking about child support issues again, family. You know, we had earlier Dave on the line, and Dave shared a unique perspective on it and gave us some insight into, into a process that's currently in place and being used here in Georgia in the jails. You know, fathers or non-custodial parents that are missing or payments or have fallen behind substantially, I'm assuming, are being arrested and placed in the jail work release programs and being told that in order for you to remain on work release, you have to pay us an additional amount of money to stay out there and work and pay us also for the food that we're going to give you, and we'll let you out. But you have to come back every evening and on the weekends, and you have to stay here and consider yourself to be incarcerated. Essentially, what they've done is allowed them to take up residency at the jails. That's a travesty, family. You know, is anyone out there that understands what the term indentured servitude means? Indentured servitude, I'm never going to put the definition out there, family. I'm just going to challenge some folks to go out there and call in, to go out there and look up the word indentured servitude and give us a call at 718-664-6543 and talk to me about indentured servitude. I'm not going to put it out there. And you know what? If you call in and give us the right definition and a decent conversation about it, guess what? Don EOTA Adams is going to send you a gift. We'll do it like that. So with that being said, family, let me put out some more statistics out there that I'm sure some of you are not aware of. And these are some alarming statistics, may I add, very alarming. You know, I'm just going to go right into it. Y'all know I love statistics. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger from their fathers come from fatherless homes. Wow, that one was alarming. 80% of rapists. Wow, that's huge. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescent parents that are currently dealing with chemical abuse issues come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. Man, those are some alarming numbers. What do you think about that, Sweet Tea?
That's crazy. Look, I'm on mute. Wow. I'm going back on far as rapists also. Because I always wanted to get in the mind of a rapist, like why they like that. And you mean to tell me because they didn't have a father at home?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, and I put that, you know, and I'm turning the conversation a little bit, you know, Sweet Tea, because, you know, child support is one issue, but when it comes to custody and things of that nature, and I only put this out there in this fashion because, I mean, I know that there are more women out there than men for starters. And I know that most cases, women end up having custody and men don't. But, and I'm not going to exclude those fathers out there that have custody and are doing the same type of thing so that I'm about to put out there. So if you are one of those parents, be real with yourself. I shouldn't have to point you out. It's shame on you. But I'm going to say it like this. I put that statistic out there to say that, you know, there are people and parents out there that believe that I don't need a man to raise a child. Oh, I can do it all by myself. You're foolish. And that's why I put those statistics out there, because that is very foolish, detrimental, and damaging to your child. For you to think, assume, or even believe or put it out there that you can do it by yourself, you need a man. And men, you need a woman in your life to raise a child, because there's a balance that that child naturally seeks. And when that child doesn't get that balance, let me give it to you like this. 5%, or let me just say it to you like this. What those statistics meant that I just read is that children without fathers, or should I, let's just change that to children with one parent in the household are 5 times more likely to commit suicide. They're 32 more times likely to run away. They're 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorders. They're 14 times more likely to commit rape. Okay? They're 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances, 9 times more likely to tend to end up in a state-operated institution. They're 20 times more likely to end up in prison, okay? Mm-hmm. In prison. And for those of you that want to know where I got those statistics, that is an excerpt from the Guide to Fathers' Rights. www.fathersrights.org/statistics. And you can read that information that I just read. What you think about that, Sweetie?
I'm just thinking about the two parents in the house and why their kids still crazy. And I look at it like you just never know what you're raising, because you have two parents in the house, and you know, until you turn on the news sometimes or hear things, and kids like shooting up schools and all this stuff and doing all this stuff that you wouldn't believe that they should be doing, and they have two parents in the house. So just imagine what you said, just one parent in the house. You know they don't got it all, because you see the two parents in the house and the one, that's even scary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think about it.
Let me put something else out there for you, Sweet Tea and family. And now, I won't be afraid to call in. Now, I wish my man Third Eye was listening. Now, I'm sure he might be. Third Eye, if you're out there, boy, give us a call. 718-664-6543. Let me put something else out there for you, family. The U.S. Census Bureau has reported that fathers that with joint custody pay 90.2% of all child support order. Fathers with limited visitation tend to pay 71% of the time. And 44.5% of those fathers with no visitation rights still financially support their children. Now, those numbers are alarming. Well, I shouldn't say alarming, but they should be a tool of learning for those powers out there that be. Because you know what, statistically speaking, since that's what we have of statistics, that's simply saying to me that if you let the man see his child, he's more than likely to go and pay his child support. Now that goes to all you folks out there that think that it's okay to use these children as pawns in your little love game or your lack of love, whatever you want to call it, in your custody game. Letting these parents see their children inspires them to pay child support. Ain't that something? So, you know, I guess what it means is, you know, hey, listen, we all have to stop and act like adults, even if we aren't at some point, get out of the sandbox and stop slinging dirt. What you think, Sweet Tea?
You just brought something to my attention that I feel sorry for the guys who, like you said, who want to pay child support. Then you have the mother who still don't want them part of their kid's life. It's not even, that's just so childish, because it's not even affecting her. It's affecting the kids, especially if they're a good father. And it just goes back to part one of child support, what you were saying, like the mother is still not over the father because she's trying to hurt him, but she don't know she's hurting the child or the children. So that just goes back what you said on part one, and it's just so sad that it's like that. Oh, I can't get you. I want your money, and you can't see the kids. But the kids need that father figure. The kids need that mother. And if it don't work, like you said, even though it's one parent in the house, you could still let them see their father, and that's still equal up to two parents. But they so stubborn and hurt and can't get over the things they went through, they affecting the kids. And they don't even see that.
Wow. Awful. Let me ask you something, sweetie. Let's talk about this. I'm gonna ask you, something. Why do you think our women are so angry? Now,
well,
family, you notice how I asked it. Why do you think the women are so angry?
Well, to clear that up, all females is not angry, because on the other side of the fence, like I said, I was getting emotional earlier, and as you see, I broke it down to you how I feel. But I could speak for, you know, people who I be around and associates that I know and some friends, why they angry, because like I said in part one, that you hit it right on the dot. It's either they still want to be with the man, and they hurt, and they angry, and they take it out and use the child as a shield and a crush to get their attention. And when they realize that it's just really over with, they actually, you know, really trying to hurt you. And they bitter. And that's where that evil and angry come from, by asking your question. That's where it come from. They mad because they moved on and they ain't happy and they miserable. Even because they went outside to the relationship and did something, or the man just got tired of whatever they was going through at home and left. And they can't face it. And they need a closure. That's the only way they can get through that. They need a closure to a point to be their friends for the kids' sake. But you got females who just stuck in their own ways. Like my mom used to say, you can't teach a dog new tricks.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Wow.
I ain't finna call no names out, but it's some people who's just up their age, and it is what it is. There ain't no change. There ain't no change. You know what I'm saying? But no, the reason why I'm saying that, because it's a point behind it. It's like, when you gonna grow up? When you gonna realize? It's the point behind it. It's like, but listen, Don, this is real talk, though. It's to the point, like, when you going to grow up, when you going to realize it is what it is and ain't nothing going to change, when you going to be happy. Okay, like I said, it's one thing that a dude have to pay child support, or a female have to pay child support, but what they have to do with the kids, when I say I want to see my kids, only thing you doing is collecting money. And I think Dave Orr, you said earlier, and spending it on the man you with now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
You get a lot of that. You get a lot
that's
of that.
Crazy.
You get a lot of that from the men and the women, from the custodial parents, period. But, you know, I mean, and I'm going to tell you something. Here's something else I think the family needs to know. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show that we have bought into this criminal justice system. Let me tell y'all something, how critical that is to understand that process that I just described, because it's a process to get a group of people to believe in something. Because once you get that group to believe in it, now you're moving. Now you're moving mountains. But I'm going to tell you how critical that is. That's critical because when you look at our system of justice, it's an adversarial criminal justice system. That means that when you take one side versus the other side, whoever makes their side sound the best, whoever articulates the best, or whoever acts it out the best, is going to be the winner. So now, let me explain it to you. In my opinion, very little of that has to do with the truth. You follow me? So we often wonder why innocent people go to jail. Well, I just explained it to you. Because you have an attorney who gets up there for whatever reason, and he acts, in theory, the law that he, in his brilliant mind, because you have to be brilliant to go to law school, am I right or wrong? In his brilliant mind, he's brilliant, you know, in order to go to school. But in his brilliant mind, he has formed a theory that he is now acting out in court on. Acting. Believe me, family. And that's critical. Because when you take some of these parents that go to court and say, hey, judge, I don't have a job. I tried to find a job. You walk into court with the truth. The lawyer walks in there with his theories and his ability to sway the people and the judges by acting, and there you have it. You end up with the short end of the stick. So what I'm saying in a sense, in a nutshell, family, is that you can take a monkey and sit him down, And you can find a person who speaks very elegantly and very well. And I guarantee you, by the end of that conversation, if you're not in point and in tune with some things, that person will have you believing that that monkey can do anything that he is, that he started out to have you to believe. You follow me? That's a fact.
And let me ask you a question, Don. As far as speaking on the females who have to pay child support, why you think males are so angry?
Okay. I think that you get some males out there who, because first of all, for a man to end up with custody of the children, something must have happened. You know, 9 out of 10 times, something happened in that relationship where that woman created the demise of that relationship, and that man was able to show that in court. Because I think nowadays courts are giving men custody more and more if they're able to show that, hey, I'm not the one that created the issue. She did, so why should she keep the kids, you know? With that being said, I think with the shoe on the other foot, you got some bitter-ass men out there. They're angry, you know. Hey, I'm mad because she went out there and gave Johnny my stuff, and now, you know, hey, I'm sitting here with, you know, womanless with all these kids, you know, so I'm going to make her pay child support. And, you know, and I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong, and I think it's ignorant on some part because, you know, and I think one of our previous guests on that subject was Harold. A gentleman came on and said that he had forgiven his wife of the debt that she had incurred to the tune of, I think it was $60,000. But prior to that, at some point, he had decided that he was going to have her locked up, or he was pushing to have her locked up. And no more than for the mere fact that, hey, you know, everybody else is out here getting put in jail. So why shouldn't she, you know, why shouldn't she go to jail? And, you know, so forth and so on. But, you know, when he was given that piece of his story up, you know, I could tell that he wasn't angry at the time, but I could listen to his story and tell that during that time frame, there was some anger there. You know, and that's probably more than likely why that situation happened like that. But, you know, bottom line is there are some angry men out there as well. It's just so happening that at this point in time, the ladies are winning that battle, at least that battle, because there's more of them. And, you know, let's face it, family, the courts are leaning more on their sides any day of the week. It's hard for a man to prove that he needs to have custody of the kids. Yes, it is. But it's not impossible. And men are getting custody of the kids.
What you think about this, Don? I heard this frame a couple of times before with a guy or say, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep it. Let me tell you what I think about that right now.
And basically, they saying, they owe me to how I take that. You finna be miserable. And you ain't gonna never be happy because you don't want to pay child support. That's basically what he's saying. It's cheaper to keep her. He don't have to go through no divorce. He don't have to lose the house. You know, I know some people like that right now, and they miserable, creeping around. And soon the wife find out, they try to clean it up because it's cheaper to keep him. Why are you feeling
How I feel about that? You want to know how I feel about that? I'm going to show you how I feel about that. Just a second. I got to find it, but I'm going to find it. But, no, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, honestly. You know, I think that in today's economy, you know, with the way things, well, I shouldn't even use the economy, but I just think that let's just go with the African-American community. With the way things are going for us, I think that cheaper to keep, I think it's cheaper not to even get involved with. And I think that's where a lot of men are going. That's why you see, you know, and I hate to say it, but black women are finding out the hard way. You may not be the woman that created some of the things that are out there, but you're going to be the fallout for it. And I think the lesson is that we need to start thinking collectively as a group of people and start to do things as a group if we can, rather than just putting our own individual touches on that. So with that being said, I think it's cheaper not to be involved with them. And if you are, you know, just be careful. Because, you know, hey, like I said earlier in the show, you know, you can lay down and have that baby. It don't take but a few minutes to make that baby. But at the end of the day, once that baby's made, you're going to be dealing with something for a lifetime. And you know, you're never going to know until it's too late. I mean, nobody's going to ever lay down and have sex with you and say, oh, and by the way, if we have a baby, I'm taking you to child support. No. I mean, and that's male or female. Nobody's going to do that. Everybody's going to go to that point and get what they're going to get and do what they're going to do. But no one ever says that. So you just never know.
And I'm just tripping off the Usher song that you played earlier, if you really, because every time I heard that song, I always want to know, I ask myself, for what he said it was. I barely knew her, basically, he's saying, and he got a child on the way. And it's funny that he said that in the song because I'm like, okay, you barely knew her and you got a child on the way. You know, I don't understand why you covered up your friend. I mean,
wow.
You already knew, you barely knew her, and you already know how a child is made, and you already knew the circumstance and what could happen. Why you didn't cover it up?
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you like
that
this.
That part all the time, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
cause he...
well, come on now, sweetie. You ain't never been in a hurry. I mean, that's not an excuse.
Well, what I'm saying... Would I go there with a man? I know him and I want to be with him like that. But I take the song like basically he had a chick on the side. Okay, if she your chick on the side, that's all I'm saying. Y'all ain't on the same relationship. You got the real girl who you want to be with at home. But if you got a chick on the side and don't really know the girl you with, you it's not just even about a baby. It's like you traveling, you doing your thing, you coming home to your girl and doing your thing, your real girl doing your thing. You already knew that if you don't be a player, do it right. That's all I'm saying.
So we talking about cheaters now, sweetie? We talking about cheaters?
No, I'm talking about a baby. In the song, Usher's song said he got a baby on the side. Now he all stressed out, probably he got to pay child support. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to ask this question one more time. Are we talking about cheaters again? Yeah, we talking about cheaters.
No, I'm talking about babies.
You talking about John Edwards?
No, I'm talking about Usher, what you played earlier at the beginning
of the... Oh, okay. Well, that kind of puts me in the mind of John Edwards, which, by the way, family, I look at it like this here. John Edwards should have been the man apologizing on TV in front of to the country, not Tiger Woods. Tiger laid some wood in several different holes.
So silly. Right.
I mean, he did. He laid some wood in several different holes. But at the end of the day, guess what? I don't think he should have been apologizing for it. Hell, that's between him and his wife and whatever God he's serving.
I'm glad you brought that up because Tiger Woods was smart, though. You don't hear none of them saying that I'm pregnant. That's my whole point I'm trying to make you see. It goes back to child support having kids. You don't, all these females who came out, at least he probably was smart enough to cover it up. That's all I'm saying. He didn't want to be in that situation. If you don't be out there like that,
but you know what? I think if Tiger Woods had not have done that, instead of that golf club, he would have been listening to that shotgun.
Wow. You kind of got scared for the man.
He,
I bust my ass on a... Okay,
look,
that sounded real.
Look, Tiger White would have came in there. Look, Tiger White would have came through there. It's a wrap.
And you better believe it. But the reality is, she ain't saying that because, far I'm concerned, it seems like she's going to stand by his side.
Wow. Let's take a quick break, sweet tea. Family, stick with us. And for those of you out there that want to participate in the Dunham Senior Talk Show tonight, I know you're at the family because I know you took some time out because you always do because you love me. Listen, give us a call at 718-664-6543. We're talking about child support tonight, and I think we're also talking about relationship issues. But with that being said, let me throw this one out there for your family. This is an oldie but a goodie. It's a dedication.
This is your girl, Mrs. Black Diamond. Welcome to the family, the queen of counting, baby. And I'm a little murderer. I'm a little murderer. So call the corner. Call the corner. Tell them to bring some bite. 187, bitches. Yeah! I'm a lyrical murderer. A lyrical murderer. I'm a lyrical murderer. I'm a lyrical murderer. A lyrical murderer. I'm a lyrical murderer. I'm a lyrical murderer. Don't care if you murder her. I always say slap bitch, and I promise I murder her. The hour I turn to her. With fire and nails, kicking my liver, they bury ya. Yeah, it's red from your seat. That means murder on me. And I ain't worried about the bitch, but she is worried about me. I'm repping CPNC, and I'm the hottest she know. And we can match your bottom dollar shit that better she know. I'm the hottest you feel it, but I've been gone for a minute. My ammunition be ripping, you bring the track and I kill it. I'm a serial killer. On the mic, I'm the realer. I smoke from niggas.
the weakest contender. You are grown up for trolls, so let me slap your bartender. Cause you are drunk as a skunk for trying to step into me. There goes your swaggy and your lyrics floating up the dead sea.
I hear that, it makes me want to frown and make the lip hang, like, because I'm feeling it. I love it.
You're a mess.
I love it.
Okay. You're a mess.
Dad.
You're a mess. Y'all listening to you.
What you think of it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you know what? You know, I love the song. I mean, I like the track. I like the track, you know. I do. That's about it. That being
okay.
said, some more statistics for your family. I know y'all love my statistics. 30% of the fathers out there have no visitation rights. 40% of the mothers reported that they have interfered with non-custodial father's visitation on a last one-on-one on at least one occasion to punish them as a form of punishment. Overall, approximately 50% of the mothers out there see no value in a father's continued contact with his children. Only 11% of the mothers value their father's input when it comes to having problems with their children, teachers and or doctors. 45% and close friends and relatives rated 16%. The former spouse was the greatest obstacle to having a more frequent contact with children. A clear majority, or 70% of the fathers out there, felt that they had too little time with their children. You know, and this comes from not only Black America, but White America as well. You know, I will say this to you, the family. I do, and I am currently researching to find out and actually verify what other ethnic races out there are dealing with the child support issues as devastatingly as we are. Now, I know that the African American community is getting hit real hard with it. You know, and I know that the our Caucasian brothers over there are suffering as well. But I'm curious about the Hispanic community and the Asian community. I'm curious to know, you know, how they're dealing with some things, and that's what I'm trying to find out. But that's a whole other topic. But anyways, Sweetie, what do you think about some of those statistics I just put out there?
I want somebody to call in and respond on that. That's how I feel about it.
Well, you know, they probably But the family's probably angry with me right now because I was gone last week. You know, they love me and they miss me. They cannot do without me.
You know what? I really think that's what it is.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. But they'll be all right, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, they'll be all right. They'll be all right. But I hope everybody, you know, getting some good information about the show and loving it because I'm loving it. Like I say, Don, every time we get together, you teach me a lot of stuff. And what I say around this time, you learn something new every day. So
that's
I'm
right.
Loving all the information that you, you know, putting out there because you put the surprises. You be doing your research, boy. I'll be like, oh, I can't wait to hear what he got to say.
Look, let me tell you something. I love it.
No, I said, because he be on point.
I love it.
And one thing I do love, what you do say, if you don't believe me, do your own research.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
White right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I took your word for it.
No, I'm serious. You know what? And I appreciate that, sweetie. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what? I really want to challenge these listeners, these families out there to do the research on it. I mean, because at the end of the day, I mean, once you start to review and look at these things, you know where you fall on the side of the fence, on that side of the coin. You know, there's so many people out there that are in denial about what they're doing. And that's why I brought up the story about the monkey. I mean, literally, if you sit that monkey down and you say, listen, just watch that monkey. That monkey it can do X, Y, and Z. He can drive a car. And you watch him long enough and you let that person talk in your ear and walk you through that monkey's motor skills, eventually you might believe that monkey can do that. And I say that, I use that story to say this, that whatever it is that your vice is, whatever it is your situation is out there, people have a tendency to be able to create a streamlined articulation into describing what the hell it is they're doing. In other words, they just get sold on it and feel like, well, you know what, if I find the right words, which is true, I can justify this in my mind. Well, you know what, you're wrong. You know, look at the devastation that it's creating in our communities with all the crime and the things that are going on. I mean, you know, and the best way I can say it is like this. All those greedy bankers that screwed the economy up, those were somebody's kids. They had some type of lessons to learn and go through in life. But guess what? They came from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They came from somewhere with their moralist, ignorant behavior. They came from somewhere. They were moralist. You know what I'm saying? Greedy.
Yeah.
But look at what's happening. And that's what I'm saying is on one side of the coin, you know, you've got folks that do what these guys did. On the other side of the coin, you got folks that get out there and crime and do all types of other things. But the issue, I think, is as an American, as a country, is that we need to learn how to put our families back together so we can find that balance. Back in the day, it used to be a time where, hey, you know, when somebody came and said, oh, I'm pregnant, guess what? The community banded together and said, you know what? That's wrong. You know, we don't want you out here doing X, Y, and Z. And, you know, raise that child or help that person. Now we're so individualized. You know, when somebody gets involved in something, we turn the other way. We don't want to help. And that's what's going on with our child support system. You know, folks are out here suffering. And the sad thing about it is, you know, as a community, we don't want to get involved until it affects us directly. What the hell is that? You know, why is it that I have to go and get my hand chopped off to go and support somebody who's had hand surgery or something like that? You follow what I'm saying? No, I can go out here. I don't have to have breast cancer to go and do the walk. All I should be able to do is look across the room and see a handful or a room of women that are passionate about what they're trying to do and step up to the plate as a man and say, I'm going to support you. Well, ladies, we're asking you to do the same thing. Look across the room and see these men out here. Just go and read. I mean, some of you ladies have brothers. Some of you ladies have cousins. You even have sons that are either going through this, that are going to go through this. And you know what? We need you. We need to win. Men cannot turn this thing around. We need your support. The website, www.eotmradio.com. There is a child support petition on our website. And we're trying to take those signatures. And sometime next year, I started this in January, and I'm giving it 12 months. And I want to take those signatures, and I want to present those to Congress or to wherever I can get with those. My producers are working on that feverishly to find a destination for those signatures. Believe me, we will. But we need those signatures, family. We need to show a support. What you think, sweetie?
I wanted to ask you a question. How do you feel about this? I was watching, like, a talk show, like, a long, long time ago, and it was this dude who was on there, and he said he was playing. This is what I understand. That's why I want to ask you. I don't know if he was telling the story or not, because it just didn't make no sense to me. Because when you pay child support, they have to do a DNA test to find out if it's yours or not, right? Is that right or wrong?
No. Some states automatically order it, but that's rare, few in between. But the father has to, in most cases, the father has to request it. You know, you have those hard states like Georgia. Georgia is very aggressive when it comes to child support, and they're nasty too. But and you have to request it. And if the child's not yours, oftentimes they will threaten you by saying that you'll have to pay for it. And those DNA tests can be very expensive, and they'll threaten you and say, "Oh, you have to pay for it." But no, you have to request that.
Okay, because the reason why I was asking that because he said he paid child support all the way up to his daughter was 18 and found out the child wasn't even here.
What? Wow, somebody should have just
That's why I was trying to figure out, okay, why they didn't, you know, take a blood test. So that's why I was asking you. That just didn't make no sense to me. So that's crazy. So
well,
just imagine the people out there like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? He probably gave that lady the benefit of the doubt, and you know, and that was just, that's sad to say that was the outcome of that, but. You know, all too often, you know, that happens, you know, that the guy just says, well, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, some fellas, giving somebody the benefit of the doubt these days is going to cost you a lot of money. And at the end of the day, DNA is the way to go. Even if the court says, well, look, it's going to cost you $600. Well, I'd rather spend the $600 and get it done and, you know, deal with that way instead of paying that $86,000 that this one brother paid. That's ridiculous for any man to pay that amount of money in child support. That's crazy.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, and that brings me to another point.
Is he still paying child support? Or is he
He's still actively paying.
Wow.
He's still paying. Yeah, the kid, and they sent him a statement because the kids are almost done.
Okay.
The kids are almost done, you know, and he didn't want to end up going to jail.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't want to end up going to jail.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, that's the bottom line with that piece right there. But, yeah, that's an awful lot of money. You know, that's an awful lot. And that's sad. But, you know, the saddest thing about it is, you know, like what they're doing with people like Dave and this other guy that's in jail. That's the saddest thing.
Yeah.
I thought
somebody knocking at the door.
No, you didn't hear about that. That was the jail cell slamming. Cause my man didn't want to go to jail.
That's crazy. Wow, huh? Let me hear
that was a jail slamming. Huh?
Let me hear that again.
You want to hear that again? Okay, hold on. That was the jail slamming. That was my man didn't want to go to jail, you know?
That right there would make me want to pay child support. I don't want to hear those doors close. Okay, I think I heard it's the chrome.
But you know what, man? The thing about it is, the thing that's really hurtful, I think, is that a lot of folks don't realize that you can stay in there indefinitely, though. That's the thing.
For real?
Yeah, if you go to jail, And you behind like they were talking about, you can end up staying in there, you know, indefinitely.
Wow. Somebody, I think Dave, what you said earlier, and they with killers, rapists, murderers. Who wanna be in that situation like that, you know? I mean, that's just crazy how they got the system. I mean, I'm not laughing like, ooh, I'm laughing like not to want to cry for these people. Because that's crazy. Who? It seems like it's just like you just can't, whatever you do, it just seems like you just doomed. That's how it sounds like to me.
Well, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like I said before, child support is not an African-American male issue. I mean, you know, initially when we started these shows, you know, that was my impression, and I apologize for that. Because, you know, I failed to realize that, you know, this is not something that affects just African-American men. We bear the brunt of it because of the fact that we oftentimes go to jail more than anyone else And that's not just for child support, but that's just for a multitude of reasons. But with that being said, you know, this child support issue is an issue that rolls across the board, ethically, you know, economically, whatever, however you want to look at it, but it's a social issue. And like Dave said, you know, and he agreed with me on one fact, is that, you know, those men that are making these laws that we have to deal with are men with money. So they don't have to look, they don't have to worry about this. They just basically open up the doors and said, hey, set the dogs out there and just said, hey, bite who you can bite and do what you're going to do. And,
wow.
You know, let society deal with that. You know, they don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, family, for those of you that want to call in, that number is 718-664-6543. I'm going to say it again, 718-664-6543. I know you're listening because many of you are texting me on my phone and sending me messages. That's why I didn't want to open up the blog room, because I want to force y'all to call in this time, because I know y'all listen. But with that being said, hold on real tight, baby. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to begin to wrap this thing up. And I want to play something special for you, family, because since this is such a radical show tonight, and I'm just really out against I'm just really anti-government right now, I'm going to put something out there for you, family, something y'all might like.
Best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Get this party started right.
Come on.
What we got to say?
Yeah.
Power to the people. Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Wow.
Welcome back. I just had to leave y'all with something radical, man. That's what I'm talking about. What'd you say,
well,
Sweet Tea?
I think I lost like a pound dancing, then I was going through my little phases, but then I had flashbacks, so... Flavor Flakes in that group. I just imagine him with this big clock around his neck and his scary face. He used to scare me while I was little.
He got a scary face.
Yes, so I wind up. You know, look, I'm sitting up here dancing and having fun, and I started seeing him in my vision. I was like, oh my. I had flashbacks. He used to scare me while I was little. So I sat down.
You wrong for that, man. He let him have a man Flavor Flav.
He used to be shaking like, the reason why I say he was scared because he used to shake like he was having a seizure. And so I'm like, he needs to really calm down with that big clock around his neck.
So, oh man.
I'm sassy still. I'm gonna keep it real. I sat down quick because I still see his face right now.
Oh, man, that's raw. Family, welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. We're talking about child support again, and I'm darn surprised we won't have more callers coming in, but that's okay. I know you're listening because you're blogging the hell out of me, but guess what? I want you to call and not blog tonight. With that being said, let's keep it moving. You know, we put some interesting things out there, and I hope that many of you were able to catch our guest. His name is Dave. He's currently serving in the work release program here somewhere. And y'all notice I said somewhere. And with that being said, Dave was kind enough to come in and share with us some light on some child support issues that are going on right under our noses. And so many we've gotten comments from people saying that, hey, I sound angry, Trey Love sounds angry. There's a different perspective. But you know what the truth of the matter is that people are using this system as a means and a method to break other people down. Regardless of how you want to try to justify what you're doing, it's wrong. These men are incarcerated and, you know, working in a work release program. They're incarcerated because of child support, and they're being put out there in a work release program. And guess what, family? At the end of the day, the county is taking some of their damn money and charging them to live there. And that's ridiculous because, you know what? What a lot of folks don't know and realize is that the moment that you are listed as an inmate in that jail is when the sheriff's department or the jail or the prison starts to get paid for you being there. The government gives them some money to incarcerate you. Once they give you that, what they call in some places, your inmate number or your spend number, once they assign a number to you, they're getting paid for you being there. And it's just the same way in the school system. That's why the school systems are so critical about taking attendance in the morning. Because guess what? Once they take attendance and they send that paperwork in, the school is going to get a check for every child that's there. They're going to get paid for that. So we need to understand how this system is working, which translates into if you're not paying child support, guess what? For whatever reason, if your job situation has changed, there's going to be no mercy for you. There's going to be no reprieve for you. And that's what we're trying to talk about here tonight, family, is that it's not right to subject people to that without some type of recourse. I'm having to deal with it myself. But I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to be in a position to where there are some great things happening where I can actually deal with these things. But what about my brothers and my sisters out there? I said it correctly. My brothers and my sisters out there that don't have those opportunities, that cannot cure their situations. And that's what I'm talking about, is because it's such a brutal system. It's unforgiving, is what it is. It's very unforgiving. And it allows too much room for the angry custodial parent to wreak havoc in the non-custodial parent's life. Family, we cannot continue as a society to stand for that. We cannot, family. That's wrong. Did you research indentured servitude? Did anyone call in with that answer, Sweetie? Nobody called in?
No, no.
Well, I guess I'll have to offer some money on that one then. We're going to do something. Because that's serious. And I think people in this country tend to want to look the other way on certain types of issues. And child support is one of them. You know, that's why you don't hear a lot of shows out there discussing things like this. Because they know they're going to anger a bunch of people. But you know what? I don't mind putting it out there because it needs to be said. You know, wrong is wrong and right is right. But I'm going to put it out there, too, on a positive note, family. You know, we need our women. Men, we need to stop being, you know, angry and stop doing silly things to and, you know, around our women. And women, you know, you guys need to, you know, hey, you know, chill out for a minute and give us time to catch up. You know, we can do this thing as a family. You know what I'm saying? We have to find a way to defeat this. You know, and for those of you that aren't affected by it as of yet, you know, I'm just going to tell you like this here. Stick around. You just might be. You never know what's going to come down the pipe. It don't take but a few minutes to make them, and you're all happy when it's done. But when you walk away and there's a baby sitting there, guess what? Now you got to deal with the real person. So with that said, Sweet Tea, you got any final words? By the way, family, I'm very fortunate to have Sweet Tea to join me. She has agreed to participate on the Don Adams Jr.'s talk show as my new co-host in place. And I'm very glad to have her with us. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, y'all are going to give her a warm welcome on the next go-round. But in the meantime, Sweet Tea, you got any final words for the family out there?
Yes, I just wanted to just say something positive. And before I even said, some people probably be like, oh, I mean, I'm just looking at every angle. Like, that's corny or whatever they probably feel. And they probably even say, well, while I'm in this situation, if that's the case, and I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing it up for something positive. You have to pick God first. Even though I know that people is out there struggling and stuff, and some people probably angry. You have some people out there like, why God do this to me? But what I learned the hard way as far as when I'm praying, and I want something right then and there because I don't have patience at all, and I realized what I was doing wrong. Don, I say I have to pray and get out God's way and let him have it at. Because you as a human being, you only could do so much. And you have to have God on your team and truly believe in that. God is not a genie. He don't, you pray and then you think everything is going to be all right. You have to believe in him and you have to have faith in him and God is going to test you. And once you start believing in him and have faith in him, and getting out of his way, God is going to come right on time for you. So on that note, that's all I have to say.
Wow. That was ladies and gentlemen, give her a hand. That was
wow.
Great. You brought the crowd to the feet.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But you know, like I said, we thank you for those kind words, Sweet Tea, words of encouragement. That was absolutely very positive. With that being said, family, I'm going to go ahead and give my final thoughts on this thing. And again, I want to thank Sweet Tea for joining us. We're going to look forward to working with her and having some more outstanding shows and topics with Sweet Tea, y'all. But with that being said, family, you know, child support is a serious issue. You know, I want to say this, and I'm not going to continue to harp on it, but I do want to say this to those families, to those people out there that are listening, or to those people that need to hear it and are not here. It's up to you all that are hearing to go and get them and tell them, hey, you want to hear this piece right here. But I want to tell you this. If the shoe was on the other foot, and consider this, if the shoe was on the other foot, how would you deal? I didn't say feel, I said deal. My grandfather used to always tell me that when you dig a hole for somebody, make sure you dig enough room for two because there's going to always be some room for you at the bottom. With that being said, family, next week's show is going to be on why are so many black women upset? Why are so many of our black women upset? We're going to chop it up with that this Friday. And also, family, for those of you that are business owners out there, remember this. Fridays, every Friday on this show, I'm going to open it up so that you all can call in and give your business a shout. It's free. It's free advertisement. You can call in on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show and shout out your business. If you're an artist and you've got some things you want to put out there for yourself, just an entrepreneur, call in and let us know. Remember this, family. Till the next time, EOTM also means enlightenment, optimism, truth, and movements towards success. One love, family. I am Don Adams Jr. I will talk to you on Friday. Peace out.
Good night.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the game that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, tears drops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm not auditioning of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Kiss you, hold you, never scold you, just